Well, Johnny, first of all, anyway, congratulations on captaining Kerry in the recent McGrath Cup game. What was it like to captain Kerry, a young man like you, and to lead out all those players behind you?
Well, I suppose any day you put on a Kerry jersey is a special day, and I was fortunate enough just to get the captaincy for that day, and I suppose it's kind of at the moment, it was a big deal at the time, and it's in years to come that you'll realise the kind of importance of it, so it was definitely a nice moment.
Are you enjoying your run with Kerry at the moment, Johnny? And of course, you're getting ready for the All-Ireland semi-final now with Crokes next weekend, mixing the two of them.
I suppose, yeah, we were kind of, there was an agreement between the club and the county scene that the Crokes players would be let go, play with the county for the past couple of weeks. So, kind of, whatever team we're playing with, we're giving it 100%. The focus has been on Kerry very much the last 2 weeks. And obviously with the game coming up now with Crokes against Ballymun, the focus is now changing to Crokes, so it's all focus for that game.
You've been playing some outstanding football all along. Midfield, is that your favourite position? Did you always play there when you started off playing? Give us an idea.
Well, I suppose I was actually kind of, I didn't grow very tall until I was maybe 14 or 15.
What height do you know?
About 6'2", 6'3", that kind of way.
Yeah.
So up until maybe under 16, I was kind of playing the forwards, maybe wing forward, full forward a couple of days, and then it was kind of around the time of the Kerry South competition that I moved into the midfield spot, and have been lucky enough to kind of stay there ever since with the club, and played there a couple of times as well with the county.
Last year in particular, Johnny, was a very busy year for you because you were playing county championship in Kerry, county championship in Cork, and you were out all the time, and you'd be out one day after another. How difficult was it, and were you tired after that, and did all that football bring you on a lot, would you think?
Well, I suppose I was lucky enough with the teams I was involved with in Cork and in Kerry that they're both very understanding about the other team's needs, so I was able to make it to balance enough, maybe not training with both teams on the same week, maybe giving one here and one there, and I suppose playing that much football can only be a good thing. I suppose you're training for enough of the year, and as many games as you can get in is a good thing, and I suppose playing that level of county championship can only help.
Before I turn to your dad, of course, he won an All-Ireland with the Crokes in 1992. Now you're only two games away from it. Does he bring that up, and is it something that's there between you? He has an All-Ireland with the club and you haven't?
Absolutely. He reminds me on a daily basis almost. But I suppose looking at what's coming up, the Ballymun game is going to be a very, very tough battle. We're kind of looking at him now, seeing a few games from before Christmas, and they're a serious, serious outfit. So I suppose that's something that can be talked about later on. The focus at the moment is all about the game in 3 or 4 weeks' time.
Yeah. Listen, I'll turn to your dad there. Mike, nice to talk to you. And first of all, let's turn to Johnny's background in football. We'll turn to yourself. You're an All-Ireland medal winner with the Crokes. But there's great football history in the family from both sides, from your own side and from your wife's side.
There is indeed, I suppose, historically. Eileen's uncle was Tom Costello. Tom played in the famous 1955 All-Ireland final when Kerry defeated a very fancy Dublin side. Tom played with Dua for many, many years. I think won 5 North Kerry Championship medals with Dua, which he was delighted to see them winning after 50 years, last Sunday week, obviously. So there's football on my wife's side, and obviously then I would have had a long involvement with the Crokes over the years, played with Killarney, as you well know. You trained us in the earlier years to win 3 county championship under 21 medals. And obviously I had a long career with the Crokes from, I think I finished up when I was 42, which was probably well past my sell-by date, but I was just commenting to Johnny recently. Johnny has 7 O'Donoghue Cup medals in 7 years, and it took me 15 years to win 8 O'Donoghue Cup medals. So it's just different times, really, in a different squad, and I suppose it shows just how strong the current Croke team are in historical terms.
But getting back to the Buckley's side of the whole thing, your dad and they came from Listroy.
Correct.
Now, back in the 40s, Listroy had a great football team. The Buckley's, backed by the Buckley's, and the late, great Tom Lynch will be father of Brendan and Paddy Lynch. Great football history there.
There is indeed. They would have played back in Listroy. My uncle Mickey and my uncle Tom would have played with my father Johnny. They were hard men. It was different style football, but they were part of a great Listroy team back in the 40s, and they went further afield then afterwards when my father went to Kildare. Actually, he was a butcher in Kildare for a number of years before he set up the transport business in Killarney, and played at a high level within Kildare as well. So there would have been football on both sides of Johnny's family.
Johnny, would you be conscious of the fact that there's football on both sides, and that Tom Costello, who'll be your what? He'd be your great
granduncle.
Were you conscious of Tom Costello growing up, and that there was football on both sides of the family? And you think an ounce of breeding is worth a ton of feeding?
Absolutely, yeah. I suppose the close connection with Mike was always evident, but I suppose people didn't realise that there was a strong history of football on my mother's side as well. And any time I've had a game anywhere up near the Shannon, he's always been there. So I suppose it's nice to have the history on both sides.
Does your mother remind you constantly that really maybe your great football came from her side?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And the tough knock Kerry breeding as well, she said, always helped.
Give us an idea about your own growing up. Did you play minor under 21 or with Kerry?
I suppose I did. I was lucky enough underage to be involved in a couple of good teams. I suppose from the Kerry South under 16. Minor then, we lost to Roscommon in the All-Ireland Minor Final. I played under 21 then. We were lucky enough to win an All-Ireland under 21 against Kildare.
Some of your teammates there?
There were, yeah. I suppose from a Crokes point of view, Mike Maloney was there, Kieran Lair was there, Brian Looney was there, Jamie Doolan was there. So there was a good, good gang of us that time.
This present Croke team now that they're playing Bridget's next Sunday, Johnny, how have they improved from last year, would you think? I think you're playing a way better football, more expensive football, and you seem to have improved from last year since you were defeated by the Northern lads.
I suppose the aim of year is to kind of improve yourself from last year. The team is pretty much the same. There's a couple of good additions. I suppose David Maloney is one, and Gavin O'Shea as well is playing great football for us. So experience is probably the big one. I think you learn from every game you play, and I suppose with us, we have played a lot of games, so we're kind of learning the whole time.
Mike, turning back to you, how does this present Croke team compare with your team that won the All-Ireland 92, would it be fair to say they won't be considered a great Croke team until they win an All-Ireland?
I suppose you can't really. It's very difficult to compare historically between the two teams. There's a lot of similarities. From the forward style of play. Certainly the current team would have been quite similar to our forward play in our day. We would have had a strong midfield. I mean, say you have a strong midfield with John Eno and Ambrose at the moment. Noel O'Leary and Connie Murphy were a very strong midfield in our day. We probably underachieved within the county. You know, we won one county title in 1991, which led on to the All-Ireland success in 1992. The lads have proven it consistently over the last 7 or 8 years. You know, they were beaten in 3 county finals by South Kerry, came back strongly to win the last three county finals, and I suppose within the county certainly they have out-achieved us. The All-Ireland, it's obviously looked the holy grail. We wish it for these guys. I think everyone of the 92 team in one way or another is still involved in the club. A lot of us coach. I coach the under 21s. I know Vincent Noel or with the senior team now, Pat O'Shea is still involved. There's a huge amount of backup support in the underage structure within the Crokes. And our hope, of course, is that these fellas will eventually win in All-Ireland. It's an honour that we have at the moment that we'd like to shed. We're the only club within the club that has won in All-Ireland. But we think these fellas are very, very close to it, you know. We should have probably won in 2007 in Croke Park. We were beaten in a replay, as you know, afterwards. We were disappointed last year with our performance against Cross McGlynn. We felt we underperformed. So, look, it's two big games, obviously, Ballymun. I went to the Leinster final to see them in Mullingar. I thought they're very good, very fast, physical team, very mobile. But again, I think if our guys play to their ability, that we have a great chance of winning the All-Ireland Series this year. So it's one game at a time now, but as I say, from a club perspective, everybody in the club is backing these guys. We just want we want another one. It's been 21 years since 1992, and it's a burden that we'd love to share with the current squad.
Johnny, turning back to you now, your parents have a big transport firm here in Killarney. We'll talk about that with your dad soon. Tell us, are you full-time now here with them, and tell us how does time mix with your football and stuff like that?
I just finished the BCom degree there last year in UCC. Just graduated there in October, so I suppose I came in here after my exams in May, and thankfully things have been busy enough. I suppose I had worked in Kerry Group last year, in the accountancy department, and kind of tried my hand at a few things. But I've worked here, I think, since I was 12. I've been here every summer, and it's something I've always loved doing. I love working here, so I suppose when I was given the opportunity to come back in this summer, I was always going to take it.
And of course, there's a great plus to the fact that when you work with your father, you can walk out the door and go training, and he's going to be encouraging you. If you miss training, there's going to be big problems by your father, not alone by the trainer.
Absolutely. I suppose at the moment there's kind of demands. There's a lot going on between gym and training work yesterday evening. I had to leave at 5:30 and it'll probably be around the same this evening. So I suppose I'm lucky in that. I'm given the opportunity to leave, and there's no pressure skipping an hour or two here.
What would a week's training comprise for you now, Johnny?
I suppose at the moment you're training maybe on a Tuesday, Thursday night, and you're doing two gym sessions as well, maybe on a Monday, Wednesday, or a Monday, Friday. The last couple of weekends there has been games as well, so it's kind of two trainings, two gym sessions, and a game. That's kind of how it works out.
Yeah, Mike, turning back to you, a lot of missing your father, Johnny Buckley, who was a great friend of mine, and I often remarked how he drove Joan and myself the morning we got married from the cathedral out to the Gleneagle Hotel. But he started off, just talked to you about your business. You're a big businessman now, and tell our listeners exactly how you started off and how the whole thing evolved.
I suppose my dad was originally, when he came back, he set up a Johnton Car business. Johnton Car would have been a huge part of the tourism product in Killarney. We had 16 horses above in the stables in Rock Road when I was a young fella, so it was quite a big business. I went to UCC doing a BCom, and my dad died then when I was 19, 2 years into that degree, and I just came back. And we had a number of minibuses, as you well know. You travelled in them many times going out from St. Finan's, I'm sure, Wishy. I started expanding, I suppose, the bus business, really. In 1982, I bought a bus for £23,500 at the time, which was a fortune. We thought we'd never again have meat for the dinner. And it set up, I suppose, the tourism side of the business. We offloaded the horses and the jaunting cars, and one bus became two, and it grew steadily through the 1980s. And in 1990, we set up a company called Kerry Coaches, with the intention of buying one bus initially, and maybe, God willing, that we might get to five coaches. Billy Daly, local businessman who owns Killarney Autos, and myself were actually going buying two second-hand buses to England. And we met in Kerry Airport on the plane, and we decided why not buy one between us, and we set up Kerry Coaches in 1990, and it's been a tremendous success, Wishy. You know, we're now one of the premier coach companies in the country. We operated up to 65 vehicles, actually, up to 2006. We had to draw on our horns a small bit in recent years, but we're still operating 55 vehicles from the premises here. We have the garage complex, so it's a big business, and I'm delighted, obviously, that Johnny is getting involved in it now. He has a great way with people. He's good with the staff. He's very popular, obviously, and he also has a financial background. And I think, as a parent, it's important to see a different side of the business. You know, Johnny would have a lot of ideas that maybe I might be a bit set in my ways, but that has certainly helped since he's come in as well, and it's working well.
Johnny, turning back to you, the day of the county final, I got a request on the radio to mention your mother. She wasn't at the final. Tell us where she was.
She's a tough woman, I must say. Around the same time, actually, she was climbing up to the top of Kilimanjaro.
Yeah.
Down in Africa. So my sister Laura, the two of them kind of said they'd go on some sort of walking trip, and they were looking at things in the internet, and then I think Laura just came out with it one day and decided that do you know what, we'll try and climb Kilimanjaro. So my mother has always been into climbing. She was at base camp in Everest a couple of years ago. So it's always been a passion of hers, and I suppose it was no surprise that she walked up the side of Kilimanjaro fairly easily.
And is it Laura? Was Laura the footballer in the family?
Laura would have been, yeah. I remember from a young age going to see Laura kind of play with the Kerry ladies underage. She went and did a nursing degree then after college and had to kind of move to England. So she's still playing a bit locally, and even she's in Saudi Arabia at the moment, and she's playing with Saudi Arabian ladies football team. So I suppose it has never left her, really, I suppose.
Is it one sister you have?
No, I have three.
You better mention the other two.
Oh, I will. I'll be in trouble if I don't. Laura's the eldest, as I say, she's nursing. The two younger ones, and Claire is back in the ISK in Clarendon. She's doing her leaving cert the year after next. So she's into sport. She plays a lot of different sports, into dancing and stuff like that. And then the sister between Claire and I, Anya, she's currently in Brussels. She's doing a course in hotel management. It's based in Shannon, but in second year they do a year's placement abroad. So she's over in Brussels now, and she's doing very well as well.
Lovely stuff. Mike, you mentioned there that last year, the year before, you had over 60 something buses. And I must bring your mother, Lord Emerson, into it now, because I remember distinctly in the Rock Road, your mother ran the whole business from her little kitchen. And I remember distinctly going into her when I'd be sent out for patients from St. Finan's Hospital. And she ran the whole business, really, from her little kitchen up on the Rock Road, isn't it? You're here now in the estate out in Killarney, and you have a massive place altogether. It's a huge complex out here. But by God, how things have changed.
Yes, different times. We started off in Mary B's kitchen, as you know. It was a great place. People coming and going constantly. Cups of tea always on the go. The kettle, I don't think, was ever off the boil. We obviously had to move out. We were parking buses all over the place, above in St. Brendan's Terrace and over in the cottages. So eventually when the land came up here, in the late 1990s, it was a great opportunity. So we were lucky enough to be able to get a couple of acres of land when the Woodlands Industrial Park was being developed. And we built a customised garage office set up here. You know, we have accommodation upstairs for drivers who wouldn't be from Killarney, who work with us during the season. So we put in a state-of-the-art facility here, really. And it's an investment that has paid off, because it's able to contain the infrastructure that we need for running such a big fleet.
Where does your mum come from?
My mum was from Ballyhar.
Yeah.
Don't think there was any huge football in the they were great greyhound people.
Yes.
They had an Irish Cup winner back in the 40s called Can't Run, of all things. And they would be related to the O'Leary's now on the Laurels. And again, there would be great coursing history there. So my uncle, both my uncles actually were very much involved in coursing.
Yeah. And one of your longest serving drivers who doesn't drive anymore, Terry. Talk to us about Terry.
Terry Smith, yeah, Terry's in his late 80s now. I called to see him over the Christmas, so thankfully he's still doing well. Terry would have come back from England and would have been a great, one of the first drivers, really, that I recall in my father's time. And I have a very clear distinction of Terry taking my father and mother to Mick O'Connell's wedding up in Cavan many, many years ago, when Mick married Rosalind in Cavan. And I think, if I recall rightly, it was the weekend of an All-Ireland final, because we were all packed off to Dublin on our own. And we were met up afterwards above in the Clarence Hotel, as it was at the time. So Terry would have been a stalwart of the business and worked with us for many, many years. Himself and Christy O'Donoghue, actually, from Kelly's Willis, would have been the foundation of the current business, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Men that worked at any hour of the night or morning, whenever the need arose.
Yeah. And finally, Mike, you're president of the Killarney Chamber of Commerce in Killarney. You do some great work.
Yeah, it's been a busy year, Weishi, between the football and the chamber. Killarney is an incredible place. There's a huge amount going on. Being president involves you in everything, I suppose, that ticks about Killarney. The Christmas in Killarney festival is organised through the committee. That's a chamber incentive. We're involved in everything from tidy towns to I'm chairing the Loch Lane Loop Walk project at the moment, where we're trying to get a walk around the shores of Loch Lane, a 34-kilometre walk, so that's going very, very well. We're obviously, I'm involved in the Fitzgerald Stadium Committee as well, so we're hoping to get a Kerry GAA Museum and Cultural Museum in there in the next couple of years. And because of its nature, because of the amount of tourists that come to Killarney and the amount of convention, conference, incentive work that we need to procure, I can be quite busy, yeah.
Yeah. Mike, it was great talking to you. Johnny, last word to you. What age do you know, by the way?
23.
What's your ambition now as a footballer? You're one of the budding midfielders in the county. You'll be there on the Kerry panel with Anthony Maher and with Brian Sheehan and with Kieran Donaghy and yourself. You'd be the midfielders coming up. What's your ambition now?
I suppose you always want to do the best you can. As I was saying, the focus at the moment is going back in Crokes. And hopefully that'll go on for another couple of months. And I suppose once that finishes up, you want to play your best, play the best football, and hopefully get a spot in the team.
Yeah, we won't be divulging any secrets about throwing in the ball in before the game and throwing it in after half time. I'm spotting there's a new trick going on with yourself and Kieran Donaghy there.
Yeah, yeah.
And also you're developing a new aspect of your own play now lately, breaking down the ball to the. What do you like about midfield play, Johnny? What suits you best?
I don't know, I suppose when you play midfield, you're kind of involved in the game the whole time. So I suppose you're doing a bit of defending, doing a bit of attacking. The kickouts are kind of central to the kickouts as well. So I suppose it's just being involved in the whole game for the 60 minutes.
Would you be conscious of great Kerry midfielders down through the decades?
Yeah, yes and no. I suppose you kind of focus on your own game. And as I said, do the best you can, and hopefully you get a spot there.
Yeah, come here, Johnny. It was great talking to you. The best of luck next Sunday against St Bridget's. I have no doubt, as your father said, if you play to your potential, you'll definitely beat them. Mike, thanks for talking to me. And listen to me, keep up the great work, and congratulations on your business and your son being captain and all. And thanks for talking to me, lads.
Thanks for your information. Well done.